Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night, you could hear him sing. I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days, I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday he was safe. I'm gonna be somebody.
Sweet singer-songwriter Miss Bonnie Irwin, something about it, to talk with us about her career, music, and anything else she's working on. And as usual, I've got my co-host slash sidekick Emily with me. So let's kick this thing off, shall we?
I am freezing. Wait, literally, I know you didn't ask me how I was, but I'm telling you.
Right.
I just finished General Hospital and I came in my room to tuck myself into bed because I was so
Okay.
The weather
okay.
is bipolar today, okay? I'm not happy
it
about
is.
It.
Absolutely it is. I agree.
It was, like, all warm and nice this morning. Now it's raining, and it's going to start raining tomorrow.
Right.
Ain't got time for that. Okay, anyway, I'll stop complaining about my weather.
What do you say let's bring on today's guest to the show?
Good idea. Probably.
All right. And with that, please welcome the lovely and talented Miss Bonnie Irwin to the show. Hey, Bonnie, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking about 30 minutes of your day to come on and chat with us.
I'm so grateful to be on here. Like, I've been looking forward to this all week, so thank you, guys.
You know, and I have to say about you, Bonnie, when we booked this interview about 2 or 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
you have every day on Twitter and Instagram been promoting this thing every day.
Yes, I've been so excited about it.
Just to sort of start off, just tell us how you got into this whole music business thing.
Well, I've loved music ever since I was, like, pretty much ever since I was born. I was born into a very musically inclined family, and I've always lived in Nashville, and it was just definitely, like, a God thing that I chose to pursue music because I grew up in Music City, and I started writing songs at 7, playing guitar at 10, piano at 12, and mandolin at 14, and I've been in love with it pretty much my whole life. So.
Awesome. You know, and if you want to be a country music singer, there's no better place to grow up than Nashville, is there?
That is totally true.
I was flipping through your a temporary website on a Weebly, and mm-hmm. And you, my friend, I play a ton of instruments, don't you?
I do.
You're learning drums and violin, if I'm correct?
Yes, I want... Well, I don't actually have a drum set yet, but that is
right.
One of my goals for this year. But I actually... I have a whole list of instruments that I could play, but I do actually have the violin, so I'm going to be working on that soon.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a drummer myself, so, I mean, it's of course, I was... In the marching band in high school, and I played drums. So, I mean...
Oh, that's cool.
So, let me see if I've got... Okay, the next question I've got for you is this. And this is sort of a kind of a get-to-know-you type session, you know? What are you currently listening to music wise, and what are you watching on TV right now?
Can I do a top two or top three for music? Because I listen to so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. I'm honestly, and I know I play country music, so the whole association might want to shoot me, but I've been listening to a lot of One Direction, the 1975, and definitely Ed Sheeran, so all from Europe.
Sweet.
And as far as TV goes, top three would have to be Pretty Little Liars, I'm obsessed. I watch Friends on Netflix, and Nashville. So,
oh, I love
that is my show, girl. Wait.
I love that show.
It's so
are
good.
Are you team Deacon and Raina, or are you team Luke and Raina?
Oh, totally Deacon and Raina.
Okay,
I've
cool.
That
you
since day one.
Yeah, me too. I hate when people are on the wrong team. Okay, you can hang with us then.
Team Deacon and Raina has always been there, but all the other teams have been like 15 of the rotation. So I look
exactly.
at it this way. We're winning.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I agree.
I want them to be like the end all and be all on that show. And that next week's episode, apparently they get back together because that's what the promo says. So I'm so excited for Wednesday.
I actually have to catch up on that. Like, I haven't had time to watch it, but I've been meaning to.
That
will definitely
have to be that. Yeah, I always get, like, three or four behind and then watch them on the DVR. But the promo for Wednesday, it says, like, the reunion is, like, years in the making, and it shows them holding hands. So I'm assuming they're getting back together, but I don't know.
They should.
I can't wait for Wednesday. I love that
so cool.
show. Yeah, it'll be good. I said I love that show. It's going to be good. Like, we're all going to have to talk about it afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to catch up between now and Wednesday so you can watch the new one with us.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, Cody. I'm off for a moment. You can say what you were saying now.
Oh, you and your fangirl moment, Sam. Oh, Lord.
Don't judge me.
Hey, I have my fanboy moments, too, so.
That's true.
No judging here.
If you mention Carrie Underwood, he just... His fangirling or fanboying starts. I don't like that word. I'm going to say fangirling. No, but, okay. I can tell you're young because you have all the same interests as me. So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. I'm actually 17. My birthday is October 17th, and I'm going to be 18 this year, so it's like the year of tattoos.
You are the same age as me, but I'm a month
older
than you. Yeah, my birthday's September 15th, so I'll be 18.
Oh, so you're 17?
Yes.
That is so awesome, girl.
I know, we're the same age. We're the best friends. Cody, you can just go now.
We got this.
Yeah, we got this. So are you a senior? That you're graduating this year?
I am. I graduate
Me too.
On May 2nd, so yeah.
Oh,
I'm planning.
15th.
Do what?
I graduate on May 15th, so.
Oh, that's so cool. I was actually planning my graduation party the other day, and I was just sitting down and thinking about it, and I was just like, my life is going by way too fast.
I know. like childhood is over now, and I don't like that. I mean, okay, I'm, like, excited to graduate, but I'm, like, so, like, not ready to be a grown-up.
No.
like, what am I going to do without going to high school every year? I don't know, but I'm excited to graduate. I ordered all my stuff because you have to order 5 million things, like all the invitations and stuff, so I'm waiting for them to come now.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's getting close. I'm getting a little scared.
Same here, girl.
we'll be okay. The real world is ready for us.
It is.
Okay, Cody, go ahead. I'll stop talking.
I don't know if the real world is for you yet, Em.
Thank you.
you know
they
I'm joking.
They won't know what hit
you.
Them. They won't know what hit them. Come on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did have a couple more questions for you. Besides your music career, what are some of your other passions that you'd like to explore maybe in college or whatever?
I really got into makeup. I've loved it my whole life, but I used to actually have, well, I still have it, but I just don't post on it anymore. I used to have a YouTube channel. It was called One Piece of Beauty, and I really, really got into that. So I definitely, like, as far as college went, like, a few months ago, I was seriously considering getting a cosmetology degree because I love it so much.
Sweet.
She's my twin.
This is your twin, Em.
I'm obsessed with makeup. I know. Hopefully you can come out when we're all out, you know, here in Dixon. But,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with makeup, and I watch people's YouTube videos. Even though I know how to apply makeup, I still watch videos on how to.
It is so, like, relaxing to watch it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's
like,
fun.
Like, I could just sit there for hours.
I do sit there for hours. No, I'll be in my room just watching some people do their makeup, and I'm like, I know how to do makeup. Why am I watching you do yours? But it's actually entertaining.
I love it when those girls, have you seen the Kim Kardashian, like how they contour?
No.
Should oh, my word. Yes, you should go watch it. It's like,
okay.
So interesting.
Wait, do you have a favorite YouTube beauty person?
I do, actually. Her name, well, actually, I have a cross between the two. The first one is Brila Beauty. I think her name is, like, Cambria Joy or something like that. But she is so good. She's, like, a health and fitness guru and also beauty guru. She's, like, gorgeous. And also Michelle Phan. So
I
in love with him.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is, I don't know, I have a lot. I love everyone. But
that's good.
I love, like, Casey Holmes. I don't know her YouTube, but
she's so
just
good.
Casey Holmes. And
mm-hmm.
Kathleen Light is my favorite.
Oh, I haven't heard of her. I have to look her up.
She's so good, and she's hilarious.
Oh.
She talks about how stuff's too expensive all the time. She sounds just like me.
It really is, though. I bought concealer the other day, and it was, like, $30, and I was like, dude.
I know. It's ridiculous. Like,
it is.
It's tiny. It doesn't need to cost that much. We're in high school.
But it's so worth it, though, because, like, yeah, I could talk about this for hours.
Me, too. Like, it's worth it because it's makeup. So it's like, oh, I'm going to spend $30 on this and then be broke. But that's okay.
Oh,
how
well.
Do you like this, Kelly?
He hears me talk about men that I love all the time, so he's totally fine.
I'm used to this.
I hot guys with him, so it's okay.
I'm used to this.
I got you.
Now, I have to ask this next question because if I don't, one of my best friends will probably kill me. if you could go back and change anything about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Would it, like, affect how I am in my career today?
If you could just pick one thing and say, oh, I do this different or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
or nothing. I mean, it's just you.
I think I would, if anything, like if it
mm-hmm.
was totally, like if I could stay the way it was today, I'd
mm-hmm.
probably go back and change for like a little bit when I was like 14. I just didn't play a lot of shows. So I would
right.
definitely, like, get back into swimming things. But other than that, absolutely nothing. I'm so grateful for every step that's gotten me here, so.
You know, I told you this before, but I'm getting back into performing myself. I mean, I used to do talent shows when I was younger, but you know, high school and college got in the way, so.
Yeah.
Actually,
I can.
this past summer actually was the first time I stepped up on stage in probably years. So.
Oh wow, that's so good though. Like I remember the first time I stepped back on the stage, it was like, oh my word, why did I ever stop? So
it's like I'm home. You know what I mean?
Back off for a while. It really does.
Along those same lines, what is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten, whether it be music or just life in general?
That is a very hard question. I would probably have to say the best advice is, I think I was watching, okay, so I'm really into watching, like, artist interviews on YouTube mm-hmm. and stuff.
Oh, me too.
And
me too.
Mm-hmm, they're so good, and they're so, like, insightful. But mm-hmm. I was watching one on Taylor Swift, and she said, like, I know every girl looks up to Taylor Swift, but what she said really impacted me. She said that no matter what you do, you should always try to sound like yourself, because, like, there's always going to be Martina McBride, Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. like an Alan Jackson and stuff, and you've got to go into the music world or just into the world and just be yourself. So definitely just to stay original is the best advice that I've ever gotten. So, yeah.
You know, and back to what you were saying about watching artist interviews,
mm-hmm.
I'll do that. I mean...
I can do that for hours, too.
Yeah. And whenever we have a singer on the show, I'll go back and watch, listen to, or read any interview or anything they've ever put out.
Basically, he's a stalker, and he doesn't get out much, is what he's saying. I'm just kidding. He's not a stalker.
Hey.
Well, no. He gets out more than we say he does, but he is kind of a stalker. But that's okay, because he learned from me. So,
girl, I'm a stalker too. I think we all are. We just don't admit it.
I know. I saw people so hard on the internet. Like, you know, 1 minute you're on somebody's page, and then 5 minutes later you're, like, on their brother's cousin's best friend's page.
For real. I do that, like, all the time. It's horrible,
I know.
But I do.
Yeah, I stalk my teachers on my Facebook, because I don't know what they do in, like, regular life. Like, what do you do when you're not at school? So I stalk my teachers. And then, like, I'm just on there stalking, and then 5 minutes later I'm, like, over here on, like, their parent's page, and I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah. I can totally
okay.
So everybody watch out. I'll stalk you.
She will stalk you. Oh, and fair warning, Bonnie.
Yeah.
If we meet in person on the 21st, mm-hmm. I will hug you. I'm a hugger.
Aww, I will hug you. And I will hug you too, Emily.
Okay. I'm all for it. I mean, I'm excited. If everything works out and all the stars line,
right.
And have a great time.
Yeah.
Right.
That'll be so cool. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah,
oh, me too.
Super awesome.
I've already started, like, planning my outfit and everything.
I know. That's what I do. Oh, my gosh. I'm like a new best friend. That's what I do. I like,
new best
I'm like, okay, we're going out, here's where we're going, here's what I'm wearing in my head.
Yes.
Like, I plan what I'm wearing. I already know what I'm wearing, y'all. It's like, how many days, Cody? I know you're counting.
It is, let me see, 18, I think.
18 days, and I already know what I'm wearing. That's how I know. That's how we all know Emily doesn't have a life.
Oh, I have an idea of what I'm wearing,
oh, well.
So.
Oh, my gosh, she's my twin. We're going to... Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Cody, you can talk now. I'll shut up.
Okay. I was just going to ask you if you had any questions for her.
Oh, of course you were. Okay, well, let's see. That's something fun. Oh, okay. This is my favorite question, because this will tell me a lot about people. If you can meet one person... famous who's, like, dead or alive, they don't have to be alive right now, who would you choose?
Probably Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's a good choice. I've never had that one before. A lot of people tell me, like, pop star, like, current pop stars, and I'm like, why? They're not going to be famous in 5 minutes.
What? Yeah, he's just, like, so iconic, though. Like, I mean, I would probably, like, faint.
Yeah. There's someone who I want to meet. Like, I want to meet Meryl Streep just because she's Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that'd
like,
be really
Julie.
Cool.
And, like, Julie Andrews, because everybody loves her. Like, who doesn't like Julie Andrews? I don't know of anyone.
Exactly.
It'd be amazing.
I just watched The Princess Diaries 2 the other day, so
I love that
totally
movie.
Yes, it's so good.
Everybody talks about The Sound of Music and everything, but my favorite Julie Andrews movie is Princess Diaries. because I like her as the queen, and I like her with that guy that drives the limo, and they're, like, my favorite couple.
I know. She can literally pull off any role. Like, she is, like, so iconic.
She's the queen of everything. Like, she's literally the queen. She doesn't just play the queen. She is the queen.
She's, like, the Beyonce of the acting world, pretty much.
Yes. But, okay, to be honest, I don't get the Beyonce thing. I don't not like her, but I don't understand all the Beyonce hype in this world, because there's people who I love more than Beyonce, and I'm like, why does Beyonce get all the attention?
I love her music. I just don't really listen to it that often, but I love Love on Top. It's really good.
Yeah, like, sometimes you have to be in a Beyonce mood, you know? And sometimes I want to listen to Beyonce, but I don't, like, I'm not obsessed with her. Like, some people, I don't get all the Beyonce hype in this world.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I kind of wanted to switch gears here and talk a little bit about your music. You've got a EP coming out pretty soon, don't you?
I do. It's called the Blue Ice EP, and it comes out on May 15th, and I could not be more excited.
It comes out the day I graduate. Cody, you can gift me that on iTunes for my graduation gift.
Okay, I'll do it.
I will give you guys
there we go.
Cards.
And there's something also a pretty big that you've been working on, and that's your brand new record label.
It is, and I am too excited for that. Like, oh my word.
Are you starting your own label?
I am. It's going to be called, it is called Honeysuckle Drive Records, and I launched it actually on January 28th, I think, and I'm really trying to get that up and running. So, yeah, I just got business cards for it the other day, so it's like, we're getting somewhere, so.
I'll come sing on your label.
Yes.
We'll all just go sing on Bonnie's label.
Bonnie's label,
it'll just be this group of people that just hangs out all the time and doesn't really work.
And speaking of people being assigned to your label, is this a country label, or what kind of artist are you looking for?
Well, for this label, the main genre, I guess, would be country, but really just any artist I hopefully in the future won't be, like, the executive or CEO of it or anything, just be, like, a founder of it. But I really think it'd be really cool just to have kind of artists from all over. I think it'd be really cool to even have, like, hip-hop or, like, electronic music. That'd be really cool.
A kind of a variety. I like it, you know. I mean, you know, and I tell people this all the time. I'll listen to anything once. My music taste range from... my music taste range from oh my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, don't judge me.
And we judge you anyways, because that's how friends roll.
You judge me mercilessly.
I can judge you, though, because you're my best friend.
Yes,
like,
you can.
You judge me. You judge my Tyler Christopher love. Bonnie, if you don't know who Tyler Christopher is, you need to know, because he's gorgeous. I'll send you a picture later. He's not in the hospital, but I'll tweet you a picture when this is over. I'll change your life for you.
And here we go.
Like, every single day, because all I talk, well, not all I talk about, but every time I talk to Cody, somehow Tyler Christopher gets brought up, and somehow...
It comes up in the conversation.
Every time we have a radio show, because on Friday nights we do a general hospital show, every single time I end up, like, proposing marriage to Tyler Christopher. And if he ever found our show, he would think I was some crazy stalker woman, because all I want is to marry him, which is unrealistic, because he's kind of way old for me. And his wife and their children may not appreciate me, but, you know, So we can all judge each other here because Cody judges
and on that
me.
Note, and on that note, I wanted to thank you for taking about a 30-minute side of your day to come in and chat with us. And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Wait, that's all we get? I was having fun.
All we get? Yeah.
That's all we get?
I'm so looking forward to coming back. Like,
you know,
oh my word.
And if there's ever anything we can promote for you, like this new EP or anything about your label, just we'll be more than happy to promote it on the show, Twitter, Facebook, anything for you.
Well, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
And we can't wait to hopefully meet you. I'm saying hello because I don't want to jinx it. So.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait to meet y'all either.
Yeah, if you know, I don't know if you know her, but on you can find her on Twitter. Carrie Ann Payton, she's another singer, a country singer, and she's going to be there too. So we're actually
looking forward to it.
She's visiting Nashville to like find a house because she's moving here. So she's
actually singing it. Tootsie's on the 19th.
Oh, she is. I don't live in Nashville.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But she will. She's going to be here too. So we're actually going kind of for her because she's going to sing there and stuff, and we're going to sing there too. But she'll be singing there with her and her manager and all her staff people will be there. So it's super awesome. We'll all get to sing.
I'm probably going
to. If everything works out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to sing the opening audio song that I just played, A Trevor Stritt, I'm Going to Be Somebody. I'm singing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm singing probably The Chair by George Strait. And
Randy
Travis, I Told You So.
And we all know, every weekend when I go to this place, I sing the same songs. Like, I don't need to change it up, but if you find something that works, why change it?
Exactly.
Let's just stop, because if we don't stop talking, we will be here all night, and Blog Talk Radio will kick us off the internet.
Kick us off forcibly. Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Again, I wanted to just thank you for taking the time to come on, and like I said,
you've got an
open invitation anytime, like I said.
Oh, thank you so much. This time definitely flew by. Like, it felt like 1 minute, honestly.
Didn't it feel like it was just a few minutes?
It did.
I was totally enjoying myself. It's okay.
And you're on a roll.
I know, I was on a roll. Like, let's be honest, I was killing it there for a minute, guys.
Y'all were on a roll.
I will send you a DM on Twitter after this.
Yes.
Okay. Cody,
right,
you can tell us to shut up and we won't hate you.
I'm going to let you go, Bonnie, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter, definitely, okay?
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for having me again.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, y'all are on a roll.
Wow, the earth just tilted off its axis because Cody did not say, wow, wasn't that funny?
Wow, y'all are on a roll.
I could hear it in my head, you know, and I was like, he's going to say it, and you did it. The earth just shifted. And yes,
wow.
We were on a roll. I was enjoying myself.
Yes, you were. Probably a little too much.
Thanks.
Probably a little bit too much, but anyway.
She just gets me. We're going to be best friends now. I might have to root you out. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, now.
You trump all of you. You're the best friend that, like, you know how you always have, like, you have a bunch of friends. You have closest friends, but then you have, like, that best friend that trumps all those friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. You're that best friend. You, like, trump all the friends, all the other friends.
That's
like,
good to
I
know.
I have my circle of people at school, my circle of people. Best friend. Well, they're not my best friends. I think you only have one best friend and then a bunch of close friends.
Mm-hmm.
There, I have my circle, my homegirls and guys, one guy. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're at the top of the food pyramid. Like, at the top of the food pyramid.
Top of the food pyramid.
The, What's
That's
at the top?
Hilarious.
I think bread's at the top. Bread's at the top, right? Yeah, you're the bread. They don't use the pyramid anymore. They changed it now.
Oh, my God. Barney just tweeted me the sweetest thing ever.
What'd she say?
She goes, honestly, my favorite interview ever.
Yeah,
so much
we're
fun.
We're the best. Let's be honest. We're super fun here. Our hot mess.
Apparently.
Of the show. We're not really a hot mess. We're just a lot of fun. That's what I like to think.
Mm-hmm. You know, for all the planning I do for these shows, it doesn't really help.
I know, right? I planned too, unlike normal. Or, yeah, unlike normally, I actually planned, but it didn't really matter.
I know, because 9 times out of 10, but when you plan for stuff, all your plans go out the window 9 times out of 10.
But he's not bitter. Anyway,
this is true.
I'll do I'm going to do super speed announcements. I'm trying to get Sweet Tart right now, and I need...
Right.
Did you know that Sweet Tart, they, like, burn the inside of your mouth?
Oh, yes.
Like, if you eat enough of them, like, you can't feel your tongue, okay? Like, I bought a big bag of them.
Exactly.
Like, 2 days ago, the ducky one for Easter. And I can't stop eating them. And today I was having lunch at school, and I couldn't feel my tongue. It's like but they're so good. It's because they have citric acid, which burns your tongue and your lips and your gums, which is great for your teeth, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's
great for your enamel.
I'm young.
It's great for the enamel of your teeth,
still. Anyway, quit being a parent, okay? I'm going to
announce
this real quick now.
Yeah.
All right, so, I was going to read today's announcement, but, you know, it already happened. So, let's see, next Tuesday the 10th, we have The Spring, their band. If you guys don't know that, you should look it up.
And
well, that was mean. I didn't mean it that way.
And they consist of Holly Helms and Stuart Holcomb.
I couldn't remember his name, but I could remember hers, and I didn't want to feel bad if I only mentioned her, so I'll let you do it.
Okay.
Then next Saturday, it's getting so close. We're having a party because it's my 1 year anniversary on the show. It's like me and Cody's 1 year anniversary. I feel like we're married.
Exactly.
Honestly, Cody and I are married to this show. Like it's like polygamy. Like the three of us, me and Cody on the show, we're all married. So
polygamy.
Polygamy. So you can tweet that. That was great, actually. Our anniversary is on Saturday. I said that to somebody, like one of my friends, and they were like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, no, not like our anniversary, like our show anniversary. Not like, we're not married, unlike some people think.
You're a 1 year anniversary of being on the show.
Yeah, exactly. And our, like, friendiversary, because we don't remember the day we actually met, so we're counting that as our friendship anniversary.
Exactly.
But no, to be real, everybody, I think people are so stupid when they think I'm married to you because I'm 17, I can't even get married.
Right.
Like, people think when I said that, somebody at school thought I was my husband, and I'm like, really? You know me, I'm 17, I'm sitting next to you.
10 years old, it's not happening.
Yeah, we're not married, and no.
Nope.
We did a whole show about this. Just, if y'all need reference, you can check that out.
A couple months ago, didn't we?
A couple months ago. I think it was during our Q&A. We had it was before that. But anyway, during our Q&A, we addressed the we're not married thing. We're married to this show. Actually, we asked like a married couple, but we're not married.
Exactly.
So, y'all, if you need reference to the status of our relationship and our show and everything, then there's a whole episode about it.
There's a show about
where
that.
I went on a rant about people being recorded on the internet.
Hey, you remember that? For that whole thing, that whole catchphrase, there's an app for that?
There is an app for that. That's great.
Well, there's a show for that.
Where we explain our entire relationship and how we're not married and we're not in a relationship in any sense other than a friendship. So you all, if you need reference, I'll link you later.
Exactly.
Now I have to find it. I don't know. It was a recap. I don't know what actually... It was a recap show. I don't know which one, though, and they all look the same. So.
I don't know which one.
Anyways, that's all our announcements for the moment. Oh, Friday night we're probably having a GH recap, but we'll let you know because sometimes we decide we're not feeling it.
Yeah, sometimes.
But as of right now,
it depends on the week, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on what goes on in the week and what goes on Emily's Friday because basically I get home and have a little time to chill before the show, but it seems like more than it is because it's like snap and it's showtime and it just depends on Emily's week, let's be honest. But as
right,
of right
know.
Now, I'm feeling a recap because I'm feeling Tyler Christopher today.
Oh, well. You know, he was good today, wasn't he?
Oh, I was talking about the way he looked. I don't remember what he said.
Oh. I should have known.
I should have known. What talking about? I don't remember who he was in scenes with.
I should have known.
He was nice today. He finally took
I should have known
on,
that was
so.
Coming. I set myself up for that one.
Yeah, you did. He put a clean shirt on, though. I'm really proud of him. Character development.
I set myself up for that.
Character
oh, well.
Development. And he put a clean shirt on today.
That's funny.
Anyways. You should stop. Oh, if anyone's interested, the 21st, we're partying at the Hatchery in Dixon. If you need directions,
yes, we are.
You have a GPS, all of you.
What time is it again?
7
o'clock?
When the show, yeah, 7 o'clock. Show starts
that's
7, everybody be there.
That's what I thought, 7
Me
o'clock.
And Cody and Carrie Ann and Carrie-Anne. Bonnie.
And Bonnie, hopefully.
Well, she said she's planning her outfit, and in girl terms, that means I'll be there.
Okay.
The only thing that trumps that is if a boy asks her out. If a boy asks
that's
me out, I'd just
know.
See you. No,
see
you. I wouldn't get y'all for a date, but if it was any other weekend, I would.
Probably would.
Just so y'all know, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But we've been playing this for like a month, so I won't ditch y'all.
At least a month.
And
I
it's
think 40, I'm gonna...
46 days till graduation, in case anyone besides me cares.
Oh, sweet. I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
I'm going to text you something later.
Okay, don't forget, like, last week, because that drove me nuts.
I won't.
That drove me absolutely crazy.
Crazy. Well, I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Bonnie Irwin. Bonnie is an absolute, just a sweetheart. And as we said, next Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, that's 6 p.m. for all you Eastern timers, we have a Stuart Holcomb and a Holly Helms of the Springs band joining us on the show. The first time a band has ever been on the show, so I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, y'all know about the 21st. And... And I think it's all the announcements I've got, so I'm going to end the episode right now. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.